Was sati, vedana, jhana part of the religious climate current at the Buddha's time? How revolutionary was he seen to be then? Do we know? I'm not enough of a scholar to really know. There's some things that were unique to the the Buddha's description of a religious path. Certainly, the Four Noble Truths was seen as something quite new. The use of the word khandhas in terms of describing aggregates of beings was unique to Buddhism. Some things like sati, vedana, I expect was an ordinary term. Jhana was a fairly ordinary term, I think, in terms of it has connotations of just like meditate, or to concentrate, to focus. So, he was seen revolutionary in other ways because his teaching was quite unique. It was picked up really quickly, spread very quickly. Had opposition to it fairly quickly, in that some of his teachings on the caste system that was and on kind of not following a traditional theocentric. Even if it's polytheism, it stepped out of a way of teaching a religious path without relying on the traditional gods and deities, but. Jeannie would probably know better than me.
His approach to kamma was particularly unique.
Oh, yeah, yeah. His approach to kamma was particularly unique, yeah. That was really revolutionary. That's really true. Because it was that introducing the element of volition being the driving force of kamma was hugely revolutionary, because before it was you had to do all these things. So you had to tend a fire, and you had to do ascetic practices. You had to burn up defilements. And the Buddha said, "No, you have to understand your mind."